Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
29.98. No precipitation today, and again, we're at 55 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news is next, sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's day 99 in office for President Trump, and ABC News' Washington Post poll finds his 100-day approval rating at 39%, the lowest at this point of any president in 80 years. A core concern? The economy, says ABC's Selena Wang.
Trump's promises to boost the economy and lower prices were key to his election victory. But 72% now say they think it's very or somewhat likely that Trump's economic policies will cause a recession. 73% say the economy is in bad shape, and more than half say it's gotten worse since Trump took office.
One person was killed after a large boat crashed into a ferry with 45 people on board off Florida's Gulf Coast in Clearwater. 30-year-old man facing murder charges for driving a vehicle through a Filipino cultural festival in Vancouver Saturday. 11 people were killed. Today, Canada votes to choose its next prime minister. This is ABC News. For the first time, North Korea is now admitting that thousands of its soldiers have taken part in the war between Russia and Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin thanking North Korea for its troops. Houthi rebels in Yemen say dozens of people have been killed in an American attack.
U.S. airstrike on Houthi rebels in Yemen has reportedly killed at least 68 African migrants. That's according to the Houthi's TV channel, which claims a detection center was bombed. U.S. officials did not comment overnight, but earlier U.S. Central Command said American forces have hit more than 800 Houthi targets since last month.
It's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. For the second time in less than a week, a man's been rescued from Japan's Mount Fuji. Last Tuesday, rescue teams had to use a helicopter to get him down after he got stuck. A few days later, he went back to try to retrieve his stuff, including his phone. He got stuck again after suffering from altitude sickness. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Attention chocoholics, Whitaker's Market just received a brand new shipment of chocolate. Almond Joy, Hershey, Lindt, Reese Cups, York Patties, and my personal favorite, Snickers with pecans. These are all priced 30 to 60% less than the big box stores, and it's a great day to shop at Whitaker's. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and we accept credit, debit, and the Wisconsin Quest card.
Today's Look at Sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the Farm Tire Service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Jose Quintana became the first Brewer pitcher to win his first four starts for the team since CC Sabathia. The 36-year-old Quintana helped Milwaukee snap a four-game losing streak with a 7-1 win Sunday afternoon over the Cardinals. Philadelphia beat the Cubs 3-1, Los Angeles over a Pittsburgh by final score of 9-2, Arizona 6, Atlanta 4, Cincinnati 8-1 over Colorado, Washington 8, and the Mets 7. In the American League, Minnesota 5, the Angels nothing, Detroit 7, Baltimore nothing, Boston 13, Cleveland 3, the Yankees over Toronto 11-2, Houston 7, Kansas City 3, the Athletics over the White Sox 3-2, Yankees 5, Toronto 1. Interleague play, Tampa Bay 4-2 over San Diego, San Francisco 3, Texas 2, Seattle 7-6 over Miami. The Bucks lost last night in playoff action, and they're now down in the series 3-1 following a 129-103 win for the Pacers. It was Boston 107, Orlando 98, Minnesota beat the Lakers 116-113, and New York over Detroit 94-93. From the NHL playoffs, St. Louis 5-1 over Winnipeg, Carolina 5, New Jersey 2, Washington 5-2 over Montreal, and Edmonton was a winner in overtime over Los Angeles by a score of 4-3.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
A high of 77 today. Warm and muggy, isolated showers or thunderstorms possible. Breezy tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, some of which could be severe. A low of 50. Gusty winds for Tuesday and a 61 high. Wednesday, 58 with a 50% chance of light rain. 60 with scattered showers on Thursday. In Richland Center, south to southwest winds are at 2 miles per hour, and we're up 2 degrees from the overnight low. No rain today, and it is 55 degrees.
Sat down on a bar stool like a darn fool. She walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85. Got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good, I bet it was great. Said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. For some guys, it's a good time. The half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band, that's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world in 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made a man, a man got alone. He said, please Lord, if I could only have an angel. So hard, 'cause a man made a bar.
Morgan Wallen featuring Eric Church on WRCO. Good morning, 10 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Phil Nee with you after, well, we had a good weekend. This last weekend, we had a chance to spend some time with the grandbabies, and that was always good. The only thing that I really wanted to do that I didn't get done was get out and do a little mowing. A lot of people did over the weekend. It looks good. Got things leveled off, but I didn't get back till, well, it was too late last night, so a little give and take. It'll still be there, and grandbaby time is pretty special, that's for sure, and important. Good to be back with you today on a Monday morning as we do a little rockin'. This is Dolly Parton and Ricky Van Shelton.
To be my man,
and I'll fulfill all your fantasies.
I guess we're promising a lot, but for now it's all we've got.
And I'll stand by you through our rocking years.
Rocking chair.
Yes, I'll always love you,
and I'll always be here for you, and I'll stand by you through our rocking years. Rocking chairs, rocking babies, rock a bye, rock of ages, side by side, we'll be together.
That's all I'll ask of you.
And I'll stand by you through our rocking years. Rocking chairs, rocking babies, rock-a-bye, rock of ages, side by side, we'll be together.
Burning up the night, dancing. watching baseball. Yeah, back when politics, it wouldn't table talk. Back when you had a fight, you could just walk it off. I could use some back then, not now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate down. FM on it with the gold of loud. Burning up the night, dancing wild. I could use a little more wide open. Back when all I wanted was the hand I was holding. Living in the moment with a good time crowd. Making life count.
Go Tyler Hubbard on WRCO Radio, Country and Community Today. We're at 54 degrees. Could be some storms in the community later on today and especially this evening, but we'll be here for you. We'll keep you posted and let you know what's going on with the weather forecasters saying. It's going to be kind of all dependent on how it tracks as well and when that rainfall hits us. Looks like we could be in line for a little bit of rain or shower thunderstorm activity today before some of the big stuff rolls through this evening. Right now we're at 54, up one from the overnight low.
Cordon Maine's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Cort & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Crawford County is proud to host the 78th Ellis and Dairyland Finals, May 15th through the 17th. Experience a weekend celebrating our state's rich agricultural heritage. Friday night is a Wisconsin product showcase in Gay's Mills. The excitement culminates Saturday with a dinner at the historic Dousman House, followed by the selection of the 78th Ellis and Dairyland at the Prairie du Chien Performing Area Arts Center. Learn more and get your tickets now at AllisonDairyland.com. Celebrate Wisconsin agriculture with us in Crawford County.
With reliable policies, personalized service, and a commitment to helping you sleep at night, we're here when you need us most. When you choose Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just getting a policy, you're gaining a partner who's there for you in life's biggest moments. With Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just insured, you're protected by a name you can believe in. With our agency, you'll have clear, straightforward guidance, personalized plans that fit your needs, and a team you can trust every step of the way. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Healthy soil is the key to a strong harvest. Farmers are the original conservationists, carefully managing nutrients and soil health for future generations. Here's to those who nurture the land as much as it nurtures us. This message is sponsored by the Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 880 North Orange Street. and Premier Cooperative. They have exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24. Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results. 54 at WRCO Radio, and boy, it was too bad. The Brewers didn't play real well until they did get a win yesterday, four-game losing streak, and then the Bucks, I don't know, underachieving, even with Dame Lillard going out and getting injured in the game. I don't know, the Pacers are a good ball club, that's for sure, but just have really had higher expectations for the Bucks this year, so their backs are against the wall. Down in the series, 3-1 now, it seems. Here's Dierks Bentley and Something Real on FM 100.9.
Sometimes a crowd makes me lonely. Sometimes a shot just makes me sad. Sometimes I miss that old small town. Slow down. Life I kinda wish that I still had. I can't really pour my heart out. I'm really feeling, won't fill up the Coliseum on the edge of Tupelo. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little life long in my front seat. I need the kind of moments to make my whole wide world stand still. I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. You tell me about your heart. Don't go forever. Pick up lines, don't always get her. And that neon just goes dark. I wanna climb up on a mountain. I want love that feels like home. Yeah, I want a conversation like a sunset and a song I can feel down in my bones. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. Yeah, I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, I can turn into something I can't feel. Yeah, I want something. Something real. Yeah, I need something real. Something real. Something real. Oh, yeah. Something.
let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Oh, and now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a lie. You burn me one too many times. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar.
Jelly Roll on WRCO Country and Community. News, weather, and sports will be next. It's an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin. It's all kind of still, except for the birds doing a little working, and they are feeding their babies or whatever they're doing, sitting on their eggs, making a mess on my lights outside my house, but now it's too late. The nests are already built. I needed to be out there with a broom and a flashlight, you know. Come on, shoo, you birds, but now it's too late, so I'll have to charge them rent, I guess.
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it!
All-American Do-It Center is giving away a $500 shopping spree to two lucky customers. Stop on in any of the three stores and register now. While there, pick up a copy of the Do-It Best merchandise catalog. What would you pick out if you won? Register in-store now to win a $500 shopping giveaway from Do-It Best at All-American Do-It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All-American. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time at 6:30 is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, or full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. Today's forecast calls for a high of 77, turning warm and muggy today. Isolated showers or thunderstorms today and tonight. Some thunderstorms that could be heavy. Right now in Richland Center, it is 54 degrees.
Whenever you're in southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
I'm Phil Nee with news. Be prepared for hazardous weather today. The National Weather Service says some extremely severe storms could push through most of Wisconsin today. That will start in coming up later on this morning with a round of storms that could bring heavy rain. The second round of storms expected Monday night into Tuesday morning with a chance of tornadoes, strong winds, hail, and flooding. Keep an eye on weather reports. Be ready to move to safety if severe weather approaches. This year's Mifflin Street Block Party in Madison saw fewer arrests than last year. Madison police say around 40 people were arrested at the annual party near the UW-Madison campus. Most of those stops were citations for alcohol-related offenses, and police are expected to file a full report on the incidents today. This year's party also saw less property damage. Last year, a car was flipped over and a deck collapsed from the weight of too many partygoers. The party started as a student protest against the Vietnam War, but is now just a party before the final exams start at UW-Madison. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter reports that Saturday afternoon at approximately 1:59, Richland County deputies were dispatched to an address on Violet Street in the village of Lone Rock for a 911 call. Richland County deputies arrived on scene and were assisted by Sauk County Sheriff's deputies and an Avoca Police Department officer. A perimeter was established as information was gathered. They were dealing with an individual experiencing a mental health crisis situation with access to a firearm. It was believed that this individual was barricading himself into the residence. Once communication was established with the individual, a peaceful resolution was obtained. The individual was transported to the Richland Center Hospital for further evaluation. Deer advisory councils are tasked with weighing deer herd metrics and public input in making decisions on deer management strategies in each county in Wisconsin. The CDAC is made up of two representatives from the county's Conservation Congress delegation and seven members chosen to represent various stakeholder groups. CDAC will meet tonight at 7 in the Richland County Boardroom at the Richland County Courthouse. John Clare is chair of the Richland County Conservation Congress.
We listen to the input that the deer biologist from our area has about what the last season was all about. And then there's a lot of discussion. We allow folks that are at the meeting to weigh in on what they feel our direction should be. And we eventually have to make a decision as to what the next season is going to look like. We don't have a whole bunch of options, but some of the options we do have is the number of antlerless tags we give out, the number of antlerless tags we sell. In the past years, each license you purchase, you can purchase a bull hunting license or archery license, and you can also purchase a gun license. With each license, we have been giving out 4 antlerless tags. So if you're like me and you hunt both with a bow and a rifle, you end up with 8 antlerless tags, which is a lot. And we have to decide how many of those antlerless tags we're going to give out, either for free or over the counter. And then we also have to decide on the season structure. Normally, there's an archery season, and then there's a rifle season and a muzzleloader season. In addition, we can authorize a holiday hunt, which is antlerless only, which happens usually between Christmas Eve and New Year's Day. And then we can also authorize a late archery hunt that happens in January. So we have some leeway, but we don't have leeway for things like earn a buck or things like that. But we do have some discretion as to what we can suggest.
Attending the CDAC meeting in person affords you the opportunity to view the deer herd, the metrics presented by DNR Wildlife Managers, and to ask questions. It also allows you the opportunity to present your opinion on deer management to CDAC members making decisions for the 2025 deer season in Richland County. Again, the meeting will be held tonight at 7 in the Richland County Boardroom. Local elected officials reacted to the Friday morning arrest of Milwaukee County Court Judge Hannah Dugan by federal agents. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson said the arrest sends a chilling message to undocumented persons who nevertheless have legitimate reasons to take part in the legal process. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley called the circumstances of Dugan's arrest at the courthouse concerning. Judge Dugan allegedly assisted an undocumented immigrant, Eduardo Flores Ruiz, to avoid arrest at the courthouse a week ago. She's charged with obstruction and concealing an individual from arrest. She made an initial appearance in court and was released. Flores Ruiz is in custody. In a statement, 6th District Congressman Glenn Grothman said Flores Ruiz has a criminal history that includes charges of strangulation and suffocation, battery, and domestic abuse. He said Flores Ruiz had already been deported once, illegally re-entered the U.S., and again committed violent crimes while unlawfully present in the country. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said in a statement to WIS Politics, the charges against Dugan are serious and the Assembly is prepared to act. Voss said Judge Dugan's decision to hide a dangerous and illegal immigrant was irresponsible and put the safety of the public at risk. Also, a reminder today going on in the area, Laval Fire Department will be having a blood drive, hosting the Red Cross blood drive today from 1 until 6. And appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org. And when the Earth moves, 55 years of Earth Day with Tia Nelson will be held at the Taliesin Hillside Theater in Spring Green tonight from 6 until 7. You're invited to celebrate the 55th anniversary of Earth Day with Nelson, a conservationist, also an international environmental leader and advocate for climate change action, and daughter of Earth Day founder Gaylord Nelson. She will discuss the history and ongoing importance of the Earth Day movement and show the timely short film, When the Earth Moves. The event is free with a recommended cash donation of $10 at the door.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the upper 70s. It'll turn warm and muggy. Isolated showers or thunderstorms possible. Tonight, breezy, scattered thunderstorms likely, some of which could be heavy, and a low of 50. Tomorrow, 61, with clouds giving way to some sunshine and cooler conditions. In Richland Center, we have a west-northwest wind at 2 miles per hour. No precipitation this morning. We've been down to 53 momentarily. Right now, it is 54 degrees.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
Sports Time is next, sponsored by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look at the schedule for tonight in high school sports. The Packer draft is over. The Bucks now with their backs really against the wall. And the Brewers snap back to get a win on Sunday.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
A look at sports today. Richland Center High School with no varsity events going on today. Their schedule resumes tomorrow. Also on the schedule for the area, River Valley will be home against Fenimore in baseball tonight and home against Sauk Prairie in softball. Riverdale with baseball and softball at home for baseball as Boscobel visits and Riverdale hosting Boscobel in softball. Ithaca slated to go to Weston, Cazenovia for baseball and softball. Our scheduled broadcast from the baseball diamond at Caz today between those two Ridge and Valley teams. Also for Kickapoo, DeSoto is the person, the team on the schedule for tonight. DeSoto playing at home against Kickapoo this evening in Ridge and Valley Conference softball and baseball. All of those things, of course, weather permitting. The Packers draft class includes eight new players, but the team didn't need much. Wide receiver Matthew Golden brings elite speed to the receiver core, but he's not very big. Offensive tackle Anthony Belton brings some size to the line, and wide receiver Savion Williams has size and some experience carrying the ball too, a little like Deebo Samuel. Green Bay's draft choices are questioned because only one defensive back, Micah Robinson, was chosen. Overall, the NFL is estimating the three-day crowd for its 2025 draft in Green Bay, numbering 600,000 fans. That's about 2.5 times the initial estimates. Only last year's draft in Detroit exceeded the attendance, and it was held in a metro more than a dozen times as large. CEO Mark Murphy says about 90% of the crowd seemed to be made up of Packers fans. The weather improved after a cold and rainy Friday. Green Bay police report only one arrest over the weekend was made from the event. Brian Gutekunst recapped the draft yesterday.
What an atmosphere having the draft here, and there are so many cool things that happened that I didn't expect. Yeah, I thought, you know, it might be just a nuisance, but it was such a cool environment, such a cool thing.
Elsewhere, the Brewers salvaged the final game of the Cardinals series, avoiding a sweep and putting a stop to a four-game losing streak, 7-1. Veteran left-hander Jose Quintana picked up his fourth win Sunday with five strong innings. Christian Yelich had two hits and a pair of runs batted in. Milwaukee jumped on top quickly with three first-inning runs off starter and loser Eric Fetty. The Brewers are off today and will open a series against the White Sox coming up on Tuesday. It is proving to be a great pickup for the Brewers as they were able to pick up Jose Quintana in the offseason to help out, and he becomes the first pitcher since CC Sabathia to win his first four starts as a Brewer pitcher. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, Philadelphia beat the Cubs 3-1, Dodgers 9-2 over Pittsburgh, Arizona 6, Atlanta 4, Cincinnati 8-1 over Colorado. Washington beat the Mets by a score of 8-7. In the American League, Minnesota 5, the Angels 0, Detroit 7, Baltimore 0, Boston beat Cleveland 13-3, the Yankees over Toronto 11-2, Houston 7, Kansas City 3, the Athletics 3, the White Sox 2, Yankees 5, Toronto 1. Interleague play, Tampa Bay 4-2 over San Diego, San Francisco 3-2 over Texas, Seattle 7, and Miami 6. A 26-point loss in front of the home crowd means the Bucks are one game away from elimination. Sunday night's defeat was by a 129-103 score. Injury-plagued guard Damian Lillard suffered a lower leg injury in the first period that could end his season. ESPN reports a preliminary examination suggests Lillard may have suffered an Achilles injury. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 28 points and claimed 15 rebounds. Indiana leads the series 3-1, with the action moving back to Indianapolis for what could be the finale coming up on Tuesday. Elsewhere in the NBA playoffs, New York over Detroit, 94-93. Minnesota beat the Lakers, 116-113. And Boston over Orlando, 107-98. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
I knew in school, 30 years old and stubborn as a herd of mules. We get all cleaned up on a Saturday night. We say yes to the girls when they ask if they look alright. We love to tell. They may not be true, but we shall do remember them well. We work hard to have a little fun, roll up our sleeves and get the job done, son. We talk too slow, drive too fast. We're high on life and we're low on gas. Trying to make the way things are the way things used to be, the boys and me. We talk too slow. We'll be right back.
Dan and Shay on WRCO Radio. I haven't been able to watch American Idol very much this year. Did see a little bit of it last night and plan to watch a little bit more, but they did the classic rock night. So I always appreciate that because it's songs that I know, I recognize, right? And they did announce a few of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees, first-time nominees, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, and Bad Company will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're in a class that also includes pop star Cyndi Lauper and hip-hop pioneers Outkast, the rock duo The White Stripes, grunge masters Soundgarden, and Salt-N-Pepa, the first female rap act to achieve gold status. And there were some others as well. But as someone mentioned, a few of those names, you would have assumed they were already in the Hall of Fame, but not the case. Often overlooked some of the early 60s stuff. So good to see Chubby Checker making it in there as well, because it seems like the people that that are on the committee, they're always about trying to, you know, I don't know. It seems like just a lot of newer acts and a lot of what they would deem hip and things like that, and trying to get some of the newer, you know, grunge acts and different things. And I get that, but that's only, what, 35 years ago. You need to get some of those in that were around about 60 years ago, and while some of them are still kicking, or in Chubby's case, still twisting.
With planting season just around the corner, now's the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month. Let's talk about how alcohol impacts high school athletes. It slows reflexes, weakens performance, and increases injury risk. For teens who want to stay at the top of their game, staying alcohol-free is a winning strategy. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Looking for a job that rocks? The House on the Rock Resort in Royal Spring Green is hiring. They have openings for front desk associates, hotel housekeeping, janitorial maintenance, and more. With flexible part-time schedules and 5 shifts a week options, there's something for everyone. Apply today. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and work at a place that truly rocks.
Get ready for a tasty tradition. The Hill Point Fire Department invites you to their annual smelt feed on Saturday, May 3rd at the Hill Point VFW Hall. They'll be serving up delicious smelt from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. But don't wait too long. It's while supplies last. Tickets are just $15 at the door, cash or check only. Come hungry, bring your friends, and support your local fire department. It's the Hill Point Smelt Feed. You won't want to miss it.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Our update from ABC is coming up from WRCO today, and then more regular features. We'll see if Hank was able to find any jokes this weekend, and we'll discover that a little bit later on together today. And we'll keep you posted on weather. It appears that it could be iffy hopefully it's just a bunch of hoopla and we don't have to worry about it, but we have to be aware that there is a little bit of a risk today for some severe weather, especially later on. Today, a high of 77, isolated showers or thunderstorms today, and then tonight, breezy with scattered showers likely, some of which could be severe. Tonight's low, 50 degrees. 55 right now in Richland Center as we get set for the update on 7 and more Monday today. This is Dave Wilbert.
Well, you never think the queen would be the first one in the castle to get up. This one scrambles eggs, packs book bags, and herds three kids on the bus. She's grocery shopping. She stops and talks to everyone she sees. Oh, but they ain't got a clue that they're talking to royalty. When I see her in the garden, in overalls, cotton gloves, and rubber boots, she looks so out of place. I guess that's something I'll never get used to. When I say yard work ain't fit for a girl like her, she just laughs at me. And that ball cap may block the sun, but it can't cover up her majesty. Sometimes she gets to thinking she's just a mother and a wife, so I remind her of her true identity. She says that was years ago, 20 pounds or so, just a silly memory. But to me she'll always be class of 93, Christian County homecoming queen. College, New York City, been a model, there's no doubt. I know she had a choice, and I thank God she chose the rural route. When I see her clipping coupons or washing dishes, Lord, it's easy to forget everything she could have been. And she really is. Sometimes she gets to thinking she's just a mother and a wife, so I remind her of her true identity. She says that years ago, 20 pounds or so, just a silly memory. But to me she'll always be the class of 93, Christian County homecoming queen. And every night I go to sleep, I close my eyes and dream with the Christian County homecoming queen.
WRCO-FM Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, along with consigned clothing for the whole family.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.